Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let nothing. There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, when she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let nothing
turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust
him.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff." What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"?
Nothing.
I won't let nothing
turn me around.
No weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is April. Matter of fact, this is April the 5th, 2023. Saturday, or last Sunday, was a Palm Sunday, where they was welcoming Jesus into the city, riding in on a donkey, a king riding on a donkey, the Savior riding on a donkey. This coming Sunday is Easter, to represent that he is risen. I'm looking forward to getting my Easter eggs and getting my candy and I wanted on the little grass and stuff like that. Well, I don't know how the Easter Bunny got in our goodness, but it ain't nothing you can do about it. It's just one of those things. It's a holiday. You either have the right attitude about it or you just grumble about it. But it's a bonus. Jesus born to die. Jesus born to die. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. In Isaiah 9, verse number 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Matthew 1 and verse number 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. John 1 and verse number 14, and the Word became flesh among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and also in the book of Luke 24 and verse 5, as they hastened to take Jesus' body down off the cross because of the Passover, and they placed him in the grave sort of hurriedly, without his death garment, without anointing him with oil, all those kinds of things that you do when you pass away. 3 days earlier, when they went back to do that, when the women went back to change his garments and to bury him pretty decent, the Bible says in Luke 24, verse number 5, the stone was rolled away. They was looking for Jesus. The king said that the disciples had come and stole his body. He didn't raise from the dead as a miracle. God and the Holy Spirit had nothing to do with this. The disciples came together and stole the body from the tomb. But an angel stood by, as Mary, Martha, and they said, who are you looking for? Why stand you looking and gazing? He says, why seek you the living among the dead? Born to die. Born really to never die again. We do see in the Bible where Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he's dead forever until Christ returns again. But Christ, the Bible says, why seek you the living? I've always liked that passage. Why would you come to a graveyard to find somebody who was alive? Why would you look for somebody who is now with his Father? Now he is the Savior. Now he is the one who was sacrificed for our sins. Why you come to a graveyard? And so they said, why seek you the living among the dead? Born to really never die again. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hands of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. Time I need him, he's always near. In all the world around me, I see his love and care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing shall come at last. But rejoice, rejoice, O Christians. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah. to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good, and kind. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. Salvation to impart. But you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Oh, very beautiful song and very appropriate song for this reason, for the season. I know we say that around Christmas time, that Jesus is the reason for the season. But of course, that's all the time. He's around for all the seasons, really. Low in the grave he lay. Jesus, my Savior, waiting for the coming day. Waiting for the coming day. Jesus, my Lord. From the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose, O victory, from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watched his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly he still the dead, Jesus my Lord. Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. But then up from the grave he arose with mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah. Christ arose, born to never die again. But one of the confidence that we can have is that God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face in certain days because he lives. And then one day, I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know that he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Think about that last phrase, and life is worth living just because he lives. A lot of people who are struggling today with life, with things in life, really need to take note of that last verse. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Sunday is what we call Easter. Many will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They are celebrated on a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblems of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and the blessed, for a world of lost sinners was slain. On that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For was on that cross that Jesus suffered and died to pardon my sacrifice for me. Through that old rugged cross, I will ever be true. His shame and his porch gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to that home far away where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Beautiful. You can't get around it. You can't get past it. We call it Easter. The Easter bunny and the eggs are involved in you. There's nothing where you can do about it, but just have the right focus. If you got the right focus, you can get past it. The Bible says, why seek you the living among the dead? He is risen. Father, be with us as we go through the rest of this week. I know we have people in pain. They're dealing with loss of jobs. They're dealing with the loss of loved ones. The caretakers need some relief, need somebody to relieve them. They may be in the hospital, hospice. There's just so many different kind of painful things that's going on. But the only thing that we can say is cling to Jesus. Don't let him go. Tie a knot in him. Just hang on. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope each one of you have a super duper week.